Welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
Whew. I think you got it right there, Tom.
Yes. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWebStyle.
I am Charles Lewis, your internet marketing specialist.
Don't forget, we are your friendly local neighborhood top position snatchers. And where our mantra is,
don't be a dish.
Yeah. Do not. That's not good. This is podcast number 117. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. If you're listening, you probably know what that means. And if you don't know what that means, that stands for search engine optimization. Let me remind you, there is another podcast. I'll get to that in a second. Ooh, nice teaser, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Though at least listen for 10 more seconds. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast. And our tip is, follow SEO best practices. And,
you know,
segue into, we have another podcast. Yes. It's called The Unknown Secrets of SEO Website Analysis, SEO.
Yeah, we might need to change that. Search Engine Visitor Optimization.
Rule of thumb, do not have blank stare in middle of title. Just a good rule.
Yeah,
we should put that as our tip for next one.
Yeah, get your title right. Which we'll talk about that later in the video marketing.
Yeah. So we have a SEO podcast. All you have to do is go to our website e-webstyle.com and fill out the form on the right side. We've got quite a few submissions, so we'll be knocking out a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't officially into a video podcast yet. We haven't got it on iTunes or whatever. Feel free to find it on our Ustream.tv. Yeah, Ustream.tv, and then search for eWebStyle. And we've got a lot of them on our YouTube account, which is youtube.com/eWebStyle.
Debating on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, just probably want to get some clearance from the people before we just really put it.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, maybe put one of the three we do a week out there as a little teaser. I think that's a really good idea. We already did the tip from last one. Let me be like a talk show host.
That's what my guy Mike does at HubSpot. They read them and they chuck them away.
Well, then, all right. You don't want to be copying anyone. You are listening to this. We actually do broadcast a video of this podcast live on Friday mornings. It's about 10:30-ish here. Soon we'll be starting back up at our 9:15. Next week we'll be back to 9:15 Central Standard Time, Friday mornings. Just go to e-webstyle.com/SEO podcast, and you'll be able to see the podcast right there. We know that Dean Calhoun is watching right now because he commented on our fire extinguisher, says that he likes it because we had our graphics guy complaining about it. Actually, we appreciate that, Nicholas.
It's freezing. Dean, text me if your picture's freezing up.
Yeah, I think it does little weird stuff here and then works properly online, hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll see. Let's see, what else do I have? All right, a little bit of news. Yeah. We've got, I don't even know if this is news. I just thought it was really, really, really cool. Google Plus and YouTube, since they are owned by Google, you can now watch a video, and then, sometimes you want your buddies to see it, so you send them a link, and maybe they never get around to it or whatever. Now you can interrupt their day, bring them into a Google Hangout, and watch the video together. So that was a situation where Charles could actually pause it and go back.
Mm-hmm.
I could hit play or pause it.
And you know what else you can do to that? Because you initiated that from the Google Hangout.
Right.
I believe.
No, it was I did it from YouTube.
From YouTube. Okay, yeah. So I was going to say, you can do it from the YouTube page.
Yeah. Under the video, there's a share button. That opens a little section. So, and
start
over there,
hangout.
Start a hangout. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's really cool. Speaking
of hangouts, anybody who's listening or watching, hit us on G+. Matter of fact, if you go to our podcast page down beneath the podcast, you'll see a link to my Google profile. Add me, because eventually we might hang out when we do the next podcast. And so I like to be able to tag you and let you know that we're about to start. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Then we could do it with the big screen and all the people and, like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get to meet some of the people in, in Greece.
Last week we had a guy from, Saudi Arabia or somewhere.
I don't remember. We got Saudi Arabia. We've got the other Arabia. This was interesting. I found this news. It was Google Apps, some interesting information about Android apps, actually. Mm-hmm. The top 50 apps. How much time spent on apps do you think the top 50 apps account for?
How much time spent
like
on
percentage
apps
time? Like, let's see.
The top 50 apps account for?
So the 50,
probably 70, 80% of the time?
It's 61, which is still way up there because you
think it's more than half.
There's 100, there's like thousands, like tens, maybe even 100,000 apps, and 50 of them get 61% of the time on the actual application.
Did it listen what the top 50 app was?
It didn't, and I'm sure Angry Birds is one of them.
Most likely.
Because I've spent like way more than the time that I've spent more than the Geno time limit on
Angry Birds.
So speaking of the Geno time limit, we're going to totally ignore it today. And if you're not familiar with the Geno time limit, then you actually need to go back and listen to our podcast. This is 117. Go back and start at 1. There's great information. I don't know where the Geno time limit came into it.
Yeah, there's like number 40 something probably.
Yeah. And if it's if anybody finds the original Geno time limit podcast number, send it to us.
So yeah, that you'll get a link for that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. We are excited. I'm excited. No, I can erase a tear today. All right. Remember
can
we talked about
that?
a tear tattoo when we don't get reviews. We've got two reviews on iTunes. Simple process.
Yeah.
Go onto iTunes, create an account, write a review.
Yeah.
And
three,
then let us
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Real talk.
And so the first one we've got here is from the title is Best SEO Podcast Ever. It's by San Fran Jason.
San Fran Jason. I bet he's from San Francisco.
I bet. Or Saudi Arabia. One or the other. These guys take what could be a dry subject in the hands of other podcasts, and he didn't mention any names,
whoa,
and make it
awesome.
And make it entertaining. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Well, we are recording. Go ahead and click that green bar on the top.
This one?
Yeah. And then you can hit start record again. We are recording this for the audio, so at least that's going out. And he says, makes it entertaining as well as truly informative. Make it extra fun by having a drink every time they say, that's what's up. I think that's a great idea. We've just turned SEO podcasts into a drinking game. That was my dream. As I was growing up, I was like, I want to take a dry subject and turn it into
make it fun and entertaining and then let people get drunk off.
The next one is a must listen to SEO podcast by Taco Manny.
Taco? Bet he like tacos.
I bet he or Saudi Arabian food. At first I was not sure about this podcast, but after listening to a few episodes, I was hooked. There's always great information and at least one SEO tip each podcast that I can start using right away.
Cool.
I just redid my company website and use what I learned from these guys, and I'm ranking for lots of keywords on those first on the first page.
That's it.
Yeah, there's a drink. I got to the point where I started looking for the shows on iTunes starting Friday afternoon. Now I can't wait so long, so I go see them live on Ustream Friday mornings. Did we mention Friday?
I wonder if it was on who tweeted. Somebody tweeted us and asked if it was on iTunes.
Oh, it is on iTunes.
Well, I think it was referring to the video.
Oh, yeah, no, the video's not on iTunes. And we actually don't have plans to put this video on iTunes. We're going to keep that as this one as an audio.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to put the Unknown Secrets, SIBO-ish Secrets of Internet Web Analysis. We're going to put that one on as a video podcast on iTunes. And he says, Chris and Charles, keep up the good work. Manny from Capture Billing.
What's up, Manny? Appreciate you tuning in.
Punch in the face to
Manny. Yeah, hit us back, man. Hit me on Twitter or Facebook or something. Send me a link to your site so we can check it out. And we'll show you some link love.
Daniel Buchanan, he went on like 3 different places and wrote reviews. First punch in the face, like for each review.
Punch in the face. Man, oh, I'm sore. I've been doing it.
Oh, like, really?
3 weeks.
Cool. Now. I went jogging last night. It is so hot.
Oh, yeah, it's
like,
stupid hot.
It's like, I went at 7:30 to 8:30, and it was really, I was just pounding water to survive. And he says, you guys are awesome. Just stumbled into my website analysis for Get More PC, and it's getmorepc.com, and watched it. He was tensed up thinking that we were going to rip him a new one, but, and I'm going to switch back to what he said, but your criticism was factual and constructive. Plus, you told me where to change things and how to improve things. I know many web guys, and no one, emphasis, no one, has given me this kind of feedback for my site, which I want
for
and
free.
Need. For free. I've tried to implement some of the changes, so thank you guys so much. By the way, I looked at your website. It does look better. Mm-hmm. Also, he's using a tool for mobile. He's got a mobile plugin. I tried it out last night. It's not going to work for some of our situations, but we may be able to tweak it. Wow. Shout out to, or punch in the face to Daniel.
I still don't understand the chili peppers, though, but that's another topic.
And he has a video, like a kind of almost a spoof commercial, so he's got a little cheesy on his homepage. You guys should go check it out. It's kind of good. So hopefully we'll get him some good information there. And actually, that's my Facebook entry of me asking him. Oh, here we go. Dean Calhoun on Facebook. This is really cool. He says, importance of having a well-structured site became greater with today's changes to Google sites, mm-hmm. site links. And he pulled up his, and he said that he pulled up his, and that it took up a bunch of screen space. Mm-hmm. So that's great. But his snippets needed some work. So he's going to work on those. I'm going to glance at some of those. I Googled him. It's App Agility Solutions. Training, App Agility Solutions Seminar. Some of this may be dependent on my screen size, actually. Mm-hmm. Company history, that makes sense. I like this one, though. Save time and expensive. On expensive travel. It's because it's missing the rest of the sentence. Meeting your occupational goals. It's not too bad. Maybe he's already tweaked them, and they've been updated. I pulled up ours. And I was really surprised that a lot of our blogs, so if you Google eWebStyle in our site links, we've got a lot of blog entries. So, you know, we do some technical work, some IT technical work around Houston. So whenever I bump into a problem that takes a little more than usual to actually find the solution, when I finally find the solution, I make a blog entry. And so we've got things like mswinsock.winsec.asp is one of our main links, and that's just a stupid blog entry from a long time ago.
Yep.
I don't know what the algorithm is. I would suggest that they should change it.
Yeah, or either that or we figure it out and then make changes.
Make changes to us, yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure it's a way. We have, like, they only listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 site links.
Right.
But we definitely have more than 6 pages.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So we just have to determine, figure out what format or what formula they're using to determine which pages will be listed as site links.
I wonder if it's related. It could be related to traffic, right? Like which gets
the most traffic,
or whatever. I don't know. Or even search position based on keyword value or something. I don't know.
Something. All right. It's called something or another.
Something or another, yeah. Thingy mabob that causes the juxtaposition of the SERPs.
Yeah, what you said.
All right, let's get the Geno time limit. Ding! Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the podcast.
I pulled up an article. Wow, and I don't have where I got it from. Okay, I'll post this on you.
Facebook. Usually the title, they can search the title, they'll be able to find it.
Yeah. But anyway, the article was about video marketing. I wanted to talk about video marketing today because it's needed.
Yep.
It's necessary. And it's really a growing trend, not just on the web, but mobile as well. And so some of these tips can help you in both situations. And so we'll kind of go through the tips and take it from there. One of the main tips was make your title count.
Yeah.
We were talking about the titles earlier. And so the title, you know, just like on a website, the video title itself is definitely one of the most important places, which is why it's tip number one, you know, for your keyword.
Let's talk about, so what are the components of a good title for a video?
Well, mm-hmm. I think number one, you should describe the video, if you can, right? And make sure that you have the right keyword in that title, if possible. You know, you don't want to sound cheesy and have a super long description full of keywords that's really not reflective of the video.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's one. The other is if you really need to target multiple keywords, you probably should have multiple videos.
Exactly.
Even if that's segmenting that, because then you're going to get those titles and have some value in that. So, because what happens is what's called keyword dilution. If you put your keyword first and then you put a bunch of other keywords, and we saw a website the other day that had that challenge where I think it's the new client, right? With the shelving guy.
Yeah.
He had, you know, 4 or 5 keywords in his title, and the challenge was is that he had lots of pages. If he had just targeted one page towards one keyword and another page towards another keyword,
yeah, he was definitely diluting his title.
Yep.
You know, so we'll fix that for him. You did say new client, so
we'll
get him right here.
Yeah, I posted a hold on to your hat. White hat, of course. Did you see that injury? I was like, we just got to. That's what the picture. That's why you found my soup on your desk, because I took a picture of the soup and the beer saying late lunch and a celebration. We got a new client. Hold on to your hat. White hat, of course.
Okay. Now it makes sense. I was wondering why that was there when I came in.
Since I leave my coffee everywhere, you're like,
yeah, whatever. Sit right here. That's a great spot to sit my coffee on his desk.
Was dirtying up my desk.
Tip number 2 was provide excellent content. This one goes without saying. You know, I think one of the reasons my videos have been successful.
I always have a question. I got to ask this question. When it goes without saying,
why do you say?
Why do we always say it? It's a great question.
That's a phenomenal question. Well, because it doesn't go without saying for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah,
it should. Really, it's an implied should go without saying.
Yeah, I'll tag it with that. It should go without saying. But, you know, have good content. If the video is boring, I'll stop watching. I won't share it. As a matter of fact, I'll thumbs down it.
Yeah.
Won't like it. You know, won't plus it, won't do anything. So definitely put out some good content that's useful and everything.
And engaging.
Yeah. Like, matter of fact, one of the things they said was take some time to think about your viewer. Make sure that they'll find what you're offering valuable. Figure out what you can teach them, and, you know, position yourself as an expert if you are an expert. And so things like that create value for your video and make people want to watch them and make people want to share.
Making sure we're still live.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Third tip was include the URL in your video. That's a great tip.
Frankly, something I hadn't thought of.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Show the URL, especially if the video is being transcribed or, you know, now they're indexing videos.
Well, I'm also thinking because of the tools that you get with YouTube that you can have text in it, you got to believe that text is indexable.
Exactly.
And so I think there's a lot of value in that.
Mm-hmm. Tip 4 was... take advantage of videos branding opportunities, which is something I'm gonna start doing moving forward.
Right.
It, you know, it might as well, just like TV, if you watch a new TV show, usually lower right corner, upper left corner, there's a logo and it's there throughout
the entire time.
You know, so there's branding.
Yep.
So take advantage of those branding opportunities when using video.
Well, and you've pointed that out with our podcast. I kind of like to shift it around so that when you look at a whole screen of all our podcasts, it's not the same background, and I like that change. And now we're actually doing at least every other podcast in front of the logo, UF-style logo. So that's a great point, branding.
Let's see, the next one is always provide an HTML link. And I think this is referring to the video descriptions. You know, you can add a description. Usually it's a text box, and you can include HTML there. And so the first text should be a link. It's usually to a place where that video is embedded in.
Right.
You know, so for example, on all my videos, I should go back and put a link to the page.
Which
on
list
the
is that on? Site. The list, the should list that may or may not get done over the next...
No, this is that should list that will get done, just not no time soon.
And it may be a random day that I just go, you know, let me do that right now.
Yeah.
That's a good list to be on, because it actually isn't the list that's never going to get done.
Eventually, you know, let's see here. Some of the other things they had on here was tell a story, you know, keep people engaged with the videos, ask questions and answer them.
Yeah.
Which is what I like.
Yeah.
I mean, because usually people searching, especially YouTube, they're looking for how to do stuff. And so usually if you ask that questions and it's indexed, then they may be searching for that question.
Yeah.
So that'll help them find it. And then if you answer it, then you gain a new fan, a new follower, a new sharing opportunity. So definitely.
It's one of, we believe that that Google is probably transcribing and indexing the video to some degree, maybe the first little bit. So instead of having, say, the title of your video be the question and then the video be the answer, you really should ask the question. In fact, follow Matt Cutts's guideline. If you watch Matt Cutts's videos, he always asks the question in the beginning and then proceeds to answer it. So there's a lot of value in doing that.
Yeah, one of the last two were those additional video opportunities. And so it's not necessarily always, you know, getting in front of the camera, filming yourself, but, you know, you can also do screen captures, things like that, you know, and create video using different desktop presentations and include those, you know, with filming yourself.
Yeah, there's a lot of software out there, and a couple of ways that we'll use that software is, for instance, if I've got a remote programmer and I'm having a hard time explaining to the programmer exactly what the issue is, I'll actually take, you know, set up a mic and do a screen capture of the area and say, look, when I do this, this happens. When I do this, this happens. It's supposed to be the other way around or whatever. And I send that video. It's very easy. You can use that same software to actually, you know, maybe even something dumb like teach people how to navigate. I mean, literally, if you don't have a video on your homepage, which we don't, and it's, you know, shame on us for that, then make a video of your homepage saying you can find this here, you can find this here, you know, welcome to, and you don't say welcome to eWebStyle, you welcome to Internet Marketing Specialist Heaven or whatever it is.
Yeah, I know. In my head, just angels.
You have found the divine source of internet marketing.
Sunbeams and everything.
So again, the start of your video should be keyword, and they open up, and then you could like show other competitors in the purgatory of internet marketing. this is just going way. Yeah. I don't even. Yeah. That's what's up. For anyone who hasn't had a drink in a while.
Close with a drink.
So just, you know, that's a good video actually to put on your website. Yeah. Some people may watch it. It may be useful. And it may actually explain, you know, maybe somebody's, if you have a poorly designed website, it actually would be really valuable because you'd be telling them where things were.
Well, especially if this is an e-com site. You know, you got tons of categories, tons of products, kind of like our new client.
Yeah.
Right? It may be very beneficial to them just to show people how to navigate through the site and find what they're looking for.
And, you know, here's the search button. You know, that something simple, a video doesn't have to be a big production. Don't get hung up and not make a video because you're thinking of a big production. You know, put together a webcam. A lot of you have seen the video on this Ustream. It's not, you know, it's not HD. In case you were wondering, it's not your computer, it's actually our camera. So have a video and understand that you can put together a video pretty easily in a number of different ways.
Mm-hmm. So that's it for that order.
That's it?
Oh, I've got some blank stare.
All right, blank stare. That was worth a drink. That's what's up.
So Blink's there at HP.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, they went and spent like $1.2 billion and bought the Palm company and software and everything for the different web OSs. And then they launched Touchpad, not even a full 2 months.
Right.
They fall back, scratch everything, we're going to sell it.
Wow.
And so, yeah, Blink's there at HP, like, come on. Like, for matter of fact, 49 days is been active in the market.
Wow. Man, that must have just horrible performance.
I think it was that. I think Google's acquisition of Motorola had a lot to do with it. And, you know, I read an article earlier today that talked about how 4 out of 5 computers or Macs, 4 out of 5 tablets or iPads. And so HP is probably like, you know what? Apple, you won.
We don't want to go up against that.
Yeah, that's true. Let's try to cash out.
4 out of 5. Yeah. Wow.
It makes sense. I mean,
I mean, they're killing it. They're getting like 8.5 or 3.5 million iPad sales a quarter, and you know, Android tabs are selling 400,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Stupid.
Good stuff. Anything else? Is there anything else?
That's it. I got some SEO Raptor news. So I can drop that.
Oh, yeah.
CMS's video coming soon. Shout out to my boy Sal. We just did the Coding Back remix last night.
Yeah.
And so, it's going to be nuts when we do the video for that.
Been a long time coming, right?
That's like 3 years. We were looking at the lyrics like, wow, we sat there and had to remix the song.
That's changed. We recorded. That's changed.
Yeah. So, literally, he had a verse, a bar where he mentioned IE7.
You're right.
Yeah, so we're on IE9 now, right? So we had to change that. I'll be in Chicago in September, Mobile Marketing University. So y'all tag me. I'll check in, and then if you're there, come holler at me.
You're doing a performance there?
Yeah.
And any training? I know sometimes you do training or?
No, I won't be doing any training or speaking this time. But I did write something custom for Mobile Marketing.
Oh, cool.
So the new song coming. So we're going to close out the year hard.
Cool, working it. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, we like it when you stalk us. You guys have made us the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. The way you stalk us is facebook.com/ewebstyle, twitter.com/ewebstyle,
youtube.com/ewebstyle.
And you can send us an email, podcast@e-webstyle or
.com.
Both of them. And do not forget, we do have a SEVO website analysis podcast. That's a decent title.
SEVO website. Yeah, there you go.
And so you can find those on our YouTube channel and also on our Ustream, one of our Ustream channels. So you just kind of poke around and you'll find those.
Yes, it's a drop down to the left that says you can choose the channel.
Oh, okay.
And you just choose SEVO.
Cool. Until the next podcast, which will be at 9:15 Central Standard Time next Friday.
Yeah, maybe. 9:15-ish.
We enjoy having you guys. We'll see you next time. Until then, my name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pine and shining. She's gonna set me free.